have this bitch walking around with weave hanging down to her pussy. She ain't getting no dick. Her face look like fuck face.
Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey.
Will you fuck my hole?
Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey.
Can I touch it and put it in my mouth?
Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey.
And Bailey wants to fuck.
Bitch, you know what? While you trying to get me fired, you better watch your own ugly ass. You probably going before I do, you cocksucking hoe.
Hi, folks. My name is Ethan St. Pierre, and I am working with an LGBT organization called Families United Against Hate. You can go to their website at www.fuah.org. That's fuah.org. Families United Against Hate offers support, guidance, and assistance to families and individuals dealing with incidents based on bias and to the people, organizations, and agencies who serve and support them. We are getting a group of LGBT hate crime survivors to stand side by side and lobby Congress in support of an explicitly inclusive hate crimes bill and to send the message that anything less is unacceptable. We do not want to leave anyone out of this event. If you or someone you know has either suffered a loss or experienced anti-LGBT violence and would like to be a part of this lobby event, please contact me at radicalguy@gmail.com. Families United Against Hate and the Trans-FM Internet Broadcasting Network will be sponsoring a fundraising event to help defray the cost of the travel and or hotel expense to those who cannot afford to make the trip on their own. The fundraising event will begin at 10 p.m. on Friday night, March 23rd, and end at 10 p.m. on Sunday night, March 25th, Eastern Daylight Time. If you need assistance, please let me know before March 23rd. Please remember, hate does not discriminate, and neither should we. This is our lives, this is our movement, and these are our voices. There has never been a joint effort like this, and we hope that you will be there to support it.
Oh, fuck, the battery light's on. Shit. I don't think this is going to be a very long show. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
So the battery light's on. Oh, no, it stopped. So this show may never go out for all I know, but...
Will it stop at the store?
The store, why? For batteries?
Yeah.
Oh, I have some in the bag. I just didn't really feel like getting them out.
Okay.
And, So we're going to my Weight Watchers convention, and I feel like she's dropping me off at summer camp. So, what's new with you, Holly? Anything you want to tell the audience about?
Yeah, the Trotsky's with me. He's doing really well, and he's looking for lizards again, which is lovely. And I'm hoping I can start to do some paintings of him while Richard's at camp.
Who's that?
When Madge goes to camp.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. Yes. Me.
Yeah. So it's amazing how good that camp did for you. Well, going to the classes and all, and that you
all the Weight Watchers?
Yeah, that you've lost all that weight, and I'm learning a whole new way of eating by watching you.
Yes, but that reminds me, I have to send out condolences again, because yesterday I had to send Nicole's condolences because of her dog, Menina, who got ran over by a car, who was only 7. And now I have to give condolences because P.W. Fenton, the Sirius producer's father, died suddenly in New York this morning, early this morning. So we're very sorry for that. And I don't have information on where to, what they're asking people to do for P.W.'s thing, but I'll let you know if I find out. So that's more of these Seems like people die a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. I guess sometimes it just seems like it happens in groups, doesn't it?
I'd rather die it.
Oh, I would much prefer to die it. Well,
then die, yeah.
Yeah, I think that you can't compare the two things.
Mm-hmm.
But you did. For me, when I hear the word diet, though, is I think of changing a color on something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, changing something too. But you were laughing because we had diet books everywhere and color books as well, so.
I didn't really notice the color books. I'd only noticed the diet books. Maybe that's, I don't know.
The diet books sell because they have such cute titles, though.
Like, oh, my favorite one was How Do Rich People Diet.
I know. That's the New York thing.
Well, what does it say? What do rich people do to diet? Why do they have their own book for it?
Well, it was too... They have different diet platforms to do, but they eat a lot of calcium and dairy products. But also they said the recipes are so hard, so I assume that they have chefs.
Oh, I see.
That's what I assume. So.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to try and change these batteries. I'm nervous.
Good morning. It's day 3. I can't believe how long it's taking me to get to Miami Beach.
Yeah, one hand on the wheel, another on a Twinkie. Madge Weinstein, Madge Weinstein.
I'm not going to go to Wendy's because they're pro-life. Oh, look, the Florida Citrus Center. I can go get fruit.
On the road with the East Radio. Madge Weinstein, Madge Weinstein. Little Chauncey sitting in the back seat. Beef jerky, beef jerky.
Oh, look, here's a sign. The result of sin is death, but God forgives. Repent and ask. Why? Because the big sign says so? That's stupid.
Have you ever been on the road with Madge Weinstein?
All right, so we're on our way to this hotel, which he said it's a Radisson, but the name of the Dovin something or other? The Dovin?
Duval?
All right, so we're on our way to this hotel, which he said it's a Radisson, but the name of the Dovin something or other? The Dovin?
Duval? Doval.
Yeah, but is that a Radisson?
Well,
a lot of
the big hotels on Miami Beach have been bought by some of the major.
Right, but I just couldn't tell because, well, we'll have to look for a Radisson sign because he said the Radisson. But I think it's the Deauville, too, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh, yes. There's a nice beach there. You can go swimming if you like.
I don't want to.
I wouldn't want to either because then you have to wear a bathing suit and everything.
Yeah.
Then you don't feel good, but...
I don't like sunbathing. I don't want to get the cancer.
I think that's smart, especially, you know, you have such beautiful skin, Madge, that...
Right.
You do.
My skin is horrible. It's like the moon with the craters, you know?
No, and beautiful coloring. You have natural, beautiful coloring.
Right.
You do.
Well, okay.
But, you know, I would go... There's a lot of other fun things to do, but since you're Weight Watchers, one thing is you can't eat. So, or maybe you can.
We eat. I feel like now that I'm on the Weight Watchers, I actually feel like I eat more than I did before.
Well, honestly, I've learned so much from you just in these past few days about what you should eat or not, and it's been a lot of fun.
What did you learn other than nasty things that I eat?
Well, polenta.
Oh my God, is that good? But you didn't even try it yet.
No, I didn't, but it looked fascinating, so I'm going to try, and I was going to make that black bean soup before you come back, so it's ready when you come.
Oh, that'd be great, because you know you have to soak it overnight.
Yeah, I read the directions this morning. I thought, okay, I'm going to make that and have that ready for you when you come back. So I know you like that. So black beans and all the things that you eat, I was amazed. So, and there's so much to eat. All the berries. Berries are beautiful. I had berries for breakfast, too.
Yeah, I just noticed those little orange things. Were those berries? What are those things?
Oh, those are really magical things. I love them. They're kumquats. And you can eat the skin on the outside.
Sounds pornographic.
Oh, they're wonderful. Yeah, I guess so. But they're really good. They're bittersweet, but they're wonderful. Where you can, I don't know, you do where they grow. I think it's much, it's a tropical kind of thing, I believe. And it's a sweet, sour taste. And you can even eat, you eat it even with the skin. You don't take the skin off of it. It's very high.
But it's a fruit. It's not a tomato. Well, tomato is a fruit, I guess, anyway.
Yeah,
tomato. Oh, you know what? I need to stop at a bank machine on the way.
Okay.
We don't need to go out of our way, just on the way.
Okay.
Because I have to pay for this focaccia thing. I have no idea how much this is going to cost.
Yeah.
But split three ways, it shouldn't be too much.
But that's wonderful. You get to go to, and you're with your friends, and you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Great, and it's fun when you have friends and you can share.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and grow, just like I'm learning so much from you, eating.
Right.
This new way and all.
So. I bring fun wherever I go. I'm just a jovial person.
Yeah, I know that.
Right.
Well, that's why.
I'm being sarcastic.
I know. Well, it's always fun when you're here, and Trotsky's having fun. He's
having a wonderful time.
Did you notice how any time the door opens, he loves to go outside?
Oh, yeah, that makes me nervous.
Oh, no, but the door, but there's a gate. There's no way.
Oh, you mean in the back?
In the back, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he loves to have that momentary light and playfulness outside. And
well, because he doesn't get it in my house at all.
Yeah.
Not even when it's 20 degrees out. He cannot go out. The only way I can take him out is if I put him in that coat, which he looks gorgeous in, by the way.
The white one?
Yeah. And I tell you, and I have to still hold him in my arms and under my coat. He's because it's that cold for him.
Yes.
But if it's 50s, it's fine.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So by the time I come back, it should be fine for him.
That's wonderful. Well, Yeah, I think he's enjoying being outside. He went for a wonderful walk this morning, early in the morning. He went to a baseball field, and he looked beautiful in the grass with the red dirt.
Oh, yeah, the red dirt.
Would look good with him.
You see everything in colors.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He just had a wonderful time, and it was interesting. So tomorrow he'll go as well, and he's really, really cute. I don't even think words can explain how his personality is so evolved. So he thinks. You look at him and he's thinking about things and what's happened that day and what's going on in one's life.
Because he was raised as a person.
Yes, I guess so. And he's respected that way, although most puppies that are raised in that manner aren't so... don't bond with other dogs like he does. He's so friendly and warm to everybody and always outgoing and has to say hello to everybody.
Yeah, Italian greyhounds are usually really high strung.
Yeah, that's... Well, my grandmother had one when I was young, and it was very, very delicate, and, you know, if you touched it, sometimes they yell. But
right.
Well,
Trotsky used to do that, remember, in the beginning?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he got used to us, and I think he used to do that with Gussie, too, but I think it's all about how you react to it.
Right. Well, I see his growth, as, you know, as he's grown up a little this past year, he's
got fat.
Well, he's if you notice, just he's on an exercise program. Everybody gains a little weight in the winter. He'll be fine now. He's outside playing and running around with Wendy and.
Right.
And enjoying things, and he's on that California diet thing, and he's going to do just fine. So he's eating carrots. I think he'll do fine.
He loves the carrots, and he likes every kind of fruit I give him.
Yes.
He especially loves the, this must be boring for people who listen to dogs. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I can turn it off. But he loves pomegranate seeds just like me. Loves them. I wonder if it has the same antioxidant effects on dogs as it does on people.
I believe it does. From what I've heard. Yes, because a lot of times people believe now that a lot of people put their animals on this raw food stuff, but not really with a lot of people give their dogs fish, brown rice, carrots, and broccoli. And
raw fish?
No, cooked.
Trotsky wouldn't like that.
No.
He's not a big fish person.
Yeah.
He likes the chicken.
He's a chicken lover, yeah.
And turkey. Because his nature is...
Bird dog?
A bird dog. That's probably why.
You know...
But he didn't seem to care for duck very much.
No. Wendy's allergic to chicken, and she's supposed to be a bird dog too, but, well, c'est la vie, we all can't.
Yeah,
so I wonder if you'll come back with a tan after you go.
Oh, I hope not. I don't want to get a tan. I'm not going out in the sun. And the thing is, the problem with this thing is, because people, this is the first year I've gone to it, and I have friends who go every year.
Right.
They always come back with everybody, pictures of everybody in their bathing suit, and they all look, you know, horrible. These horrible people all have horrible bodies with loose skin everywhere. So I said to myself, I am not going to this thing in a bathing suit. I am not going to get my picture taken. If I need to get in a bathing suit, I'll go take a shower.
Really?
Yeah. I'm self-conscious.
No, I understand. I am too. But
I don't mind doing it. I just don't want to be in pictures. I don't want to have to relive how I look. Ugh.
Yeah, it's worse with pictures sometimes.
It's gross. Especially when I've been inside all winter ballooning. I mean, I know I've lost weight, but it's different, you know, when you're... I've still been a schlump, you know, just
hanging
in my
out.
Cave. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, you're wearing orange today, and a cantaloupe color, and it looks... Mm-hmm. It's very, very lovely, and it looks beautiful with your bone pants. So.
Bone
pants. Yeah. Kind of bone beige, whatever. So... But tonight I get to go see Wicked. I'm really excited.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm so excited.
It's a wonderful thing. It's the best musical I've seen in a very long time.
It's so nice that art form is still alive. Sometimes it gets scary when you start to think people start forgetting to create such magical things.
Where is it, at the Jackie Gleason or at the...
No, we have a new, down here we have in Miami, a new...
Oh, the new one with no parking.
The one with no parking. You know, they spent $500 million on a new theater for the arts, and they didn't give any parking at all. It's absurd. People didn't say anything.
Well,
to
Florida has never been known for its brilliance, for its intelligence. You know, the state basically screwed the whole world up by giving us Bush.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's Florida's fault. Don't think we're going to forget that up from the north.
It was really interesting. You know, I was speaking to somebody last week, and they were from the South American countries, and they said to me that they liked Florida. A lot of people like Florida.
Well, Florida Evans.
Oh, was about this. They liked it here so much because it was like a new frontier. And even though things are so crazy here at times, it's like a new frontier because we have all these different things.
Like the Star Trek?
I guess so. But it is a little bit more...
I don't know. Frontier? I don't know.
Well...
It's more like an end tier. To me, it's like an end tier. Like, because this... It looks like, from the maps I've seen, that everything south of the Okeechobee Lake could pretty much be water pretty soon. So...
Well,
if the global warming continues, it's going to be, this will be all underwater. So to me, it's like the opposite of a frontier, where a frontier is new territory. This is territory that's about to end.
Yes, I suppose it could. We hope it doesn't, and we hope people recognize that everybody can do something. But, you know, that, hopefully.
Right.
Hopefully, we just have to hope. And I think that if people become more conscious, but because we have so many different nationalities that are here, and or different people here, nobody saw the Indian that was crying years ago about.
I saw him.
Yeah, you saw it, but a lot of people here don't have the same feeling. Or are unaware of...
Oh, because we killed the Indians. That's why.
That's true.
You know, a friend of mine looks exactly like the Indian. He's very old.
Really?
He looks... He is Native American. And he's about 75,000 or something. But they did a television show in Comedy Central. And it was a golf show with Bill Murray. And they had... You know, they were shooting golf balls. And my friend, his name is Robin. They hired him to pretend to be that Indian guy, and every time the golf ball would go out of bounds, he would look at it and do that, you know, tear.
Oh, yes.
And impersonate it. Which is funny, because the first time I met him, I thought he looked like that Indian.
Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting, and wow.
Well, we should explain to the audience what that is, because it was probably in the mid-70s, there was a television commercial for a public service announcement called Keep America Beautiful, and they had, you know, it was basically a shot of somebody littering on the highway, throwing a can, let's say off in the middle of nowhere on a highway, and then you see an Indian guy looking at it with a tear in his eye. That's pretty much it, right?
Right, right. And it's interesting how one picture can stay in so many people's thoughts.
Yeah.
And really kind of change that. I mean, that's why the new technology and everything, like you're doing, Madge, and different people in the industry of making pod shows, films as you do, that are self-expressions, bring so much information that could make such a big difference. Just, you can see it, just by that Indian and his tear. It did make a big difference, you know?
Yeah.
And I think all of us remember it, and well, many people I know remember it. And at that time, people were throwing paper outside the window. Now people really don't do that.
Right.
And if they do see somebody do it, it upsets people.
Yeah, it's socially unacceptable.
Right. And
in this culture.
Yes. And
yet at the same time, every time a dog shits, we have to put in a piece of plastic that'll never biodegrade.
That's just
a little weird. But that makes sense. I mean, I can understand the sanitary aspect of it, but there's got to be a better way than to use all that plastic.
That's true. There should be some biodegradable dog something. That's a good idea.
Maybe they are biodegradable.
Those bags?
Yeah, but it just seems that, you know, it's any time you have manufacturing to create a product, it's going to use energy.
Right. Well,
What I hate is junk mail. I think junk mail should be banned. I think it's completely pointless, it's annoying, and it's garbage. It is a complete waste of energy.
I know. Did you see me sitting at the table today with like 50 pieces of paper? It's like all you do is rip up.
It's garbage. And those fucking, you know, credit card solicitations every day. And what I've noticed is anytime you get a piece of mail that says important information, do not discard, it means discard it because it's not important.
Right.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I did notice it.
Yeah.
But you want to make sure that...
No, I don't. I rip it up and throw it out.
Yeah. I don't read it either, but I rip it up, but I want to make sure my name is ripped up.
Oh, right,
because
sure.
Because I don't want it to go to someone, but you never know what could,
right.
These days,
right.
You know, what could happen, who goes through your mail or whatnot, so
pretty today here in Miami. We're on the bridge over Causeway over Miami to Miami Beach right now.
Yeah.
What is this bridge beach?
This is Miami Beach.
No, I mean the Causeway. What's the name?
I don't know.
Oh, what's
the name? Rickenbacker?
Oh, okay. There's Mount Sinai Hospital. That's where Gussie got the biopsy that said she didn't have cancer, even though she did.
Oh.
You know, if that doctor had...
Really?
Yeah, I mean, if they had found it then, it would have been a whole different deal.
I can't believe it.
It's horrible. But at the same time, it's really hard to go back and look because, you know, I feel like to go back, like what I just did, is kind of like denial in a way because, you know, you can't change it, you know?